Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Tuesday, July 2nd, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Hamilton is welcoming a new Eliza to its Broadway company. Morgan Anita Wood will make her Broadway debut on July 16th after over 6 years of taking the hit show across North America. Wood, a native of Indianapolis, Indiana, debuted with the show alongside its creator, Lin-Manuel Miranda, for a brief Puerto Rico run in 2019 in support of hurricane relief efforts. Eliza is currently being played in New York by Stephanie J. Park, whose final performance is now set for July 14th. Hamilton continues at the Richard Rogers Theater. And finally, today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending Sunday, June 30th. Overall, the box office came back down to earth a bit after some big jumps post-Tony Awards. Productions were also contending with the upcoming July 4th holiday, which is typically a soft week for the theater industry. Three shows closed last week, including the Tony-winning revival of Appropriate and the longer-running A Beautiful Noise, the Neil Diamond musical, which each took in around $1.2 million for their final eight performances. In its penultimate week on Broadway, Merrily We Roll Along set a new high with $2.3 million, also setting a new record for average ticket price at $300. Oh Mary played its first five previews at the Lyceum Theater. The hilarious, buzzy new play grossed over $420,000, playing to 96% capacity audiences. Hell's Kitchen plummeted by over $250,000, but that's because, according to The Hollywood Reporter, they gave away 1,300 tickets to graduating seniors in New York in partnership with the Theater Development Fund, which constituted the majority of the audience for its Wednesday night performance. Still, it grossed a healthy $1.55 million last week at the Schubert. And with Jinx Monsoon back in the fold for a brief period of time, Chicago blasted back up to $838,000 at the Ambassador. Monsoon, a former winner of RuPaul's Drag Race, is back on 49th Street through July 12th only. Cumulative gross dropped by 7%, while attendance figures took a 6% hit. Still, 16 of Broadway's 30 running shows grossed over a million, and 20 of them played to houses that were at least 90% full. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.